This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. Where were you at when that change of the weather came upon us yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I actually went and got a haircut yesterday, so I was in the middle of getting my haircut. And, yeah, it was a little... Luckily, was a lull when I was driving home from my haircut, but it definitely was nasty.
Yeah. It was a sign of what's to come, unfortunately. Yeah. Anyway, it's Thursday, and my best hour of the week, as I am joined by the one and only Dr. Omar. He is the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy, in Mequon, things, Bill. Well, I've been there quite a bit lately, man.
It's always good to see you in the pharmacy, Eric.
It's good to be in the pharmacy. You know, the pharmacy, Dr. Omar, is like a delicacy. You know, I go in, it's like going into the grocery store. And,
yeah, that's right.
And you look around and you say, okay, you've got it such, if people who haven't been to Welltopia Pharmacy are missing a great treat because of the way you've got it, situated. The light that's shines through the windows and everything. You just feel like when you walk into it, you're walking into a kind of a really safe place. So it's not, you know, brick and mortar. Is that intentional?
It's actually very interesting that you say that, Earl. When I wanted to open Welltopia, I looked online for the best pharmacy designs in the world. And the best ones that I liked were linked to a specific designer in Italy. I found her number. I called her and I told her, you know what? I want to make a pharmacy in America and I want you to help me with that. And then she told me, that's great. I might be coming to America in the coming couple of months. Maybe we can meet. So she came to the pharmacy and she's the designer of Welltopia. And she designed looking at the environment of Wisconsin, of the city, of the street, of the building. And I told her I wanted to be as interesting as entering an Apple store, looking around at the iPhones and the iPads. But instead of looking at the iPhones and iPads, I want the customer to see beautiful scenes of supplements that they like, a tree that shows them where to go. And I want it to be an interesting journey inside the store. And that's, I think, what she created, and that's why we have a commitment towards always making it interesting to visit the pharmacy. We don't want it to be a dull, boring, hard errand. We want it to be interesting. You're greeted with care, with love. You get the service that you're looking for, and you ask a question, and you get an answer to it.
So, you know, I've been in pharmacies. As a young boy, as I said before, I worked in a pharmacy, a Rexall pharmacy, from the age of, might have been about 13 to about 18 years old. And yeah. So, you know, I know what a pharmacy looked like. And if you walk into some of the pharmacies, larger pharmacies, it's it's not, you know, you walk in and that's what it is. It's not situated.
You said what, Dr. A transaction. It's practically a transaction.
Yes.
You just get paid for the copay and you get your money.
but every time I come into your pharmacy, I come in and it's cheerful, and the people are just so pleasant. But it's the atmosphere. You're not there. Oh man, I'm sick and I got to get some medication to make me feel whatever it is. She captured it, and you captured it well.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Earl. It makes me feel happy and honored to be in Wisconsin and to make this a local pharmacy here to serve the community.
Now, we got a lot to talk about, but before we get into what you and I want to talk about, two more pharmacies shut down in my community.
Wow.
And Walgreens is saying we can't make a go of it anymore because, you know, they're late in paying us and we can't. And this is a franchise. Walgreens has to be one of the largest franchise pharmacies in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it's they have, I think, 7,000 pharmacies in America, and between them and CVS, another 7,000. And we're looking at huge, huge pharmacies. And the problem is, like, they have a lot of pressure when it comes to the stock market, and they want to decrease the hours of the pharmacist, decrease the hours of the store, decrease the hours of the technicians. Now, as a pharmacist working in the store, I don't have my hands and kind of brain to work and serve the community. So they find that, oh, it's no more a functioning business. There is not enough pharmacists, and the system is not helping us, you know? So we have to kind of figure a way to support the community. I wish that healthcare would offer more solutions.
Well, you know, Dr. Omar, we're going to get into all these different things, but we've got a text message that I don't want to miss, and so we can get to that right away. My three-year-old currently has a pretty nasty cough and stuffy nose, and he spiked a low fever last night. I have always been told to treat a low fever because it is the body doing what it needs to do. At what temperature do you recommend giving Tylenol? And I have been using honey to help with any sore throat. Any other suggestions to help it run its course comfortably?
It's a very good question. And I think every household has someone that might be sick in this weather. So first of all, because the air is very dry, so having a humidifier working in every room of the house that we live and we sleep is going to be very important. A humidifier just to help with breathing. Breathing is very important through the night, so that the child can sleep and not have a stuffy nose. Taking honey is great. I want like a fever that's over 100.4 degree Fahrenheit is considered elevated. So that's when I try to kind of make sure that I make cold compresses or give Tylenol or give, Tylenol is going to be the most suitable. So yeah, if the fever over 100, this is when we try to give Tylenol and just comforting the child and separating him from his siblings, that will be best, because unfortunately when a child gives it to the second child and all the household is sick. The other thing is, like, yes, giving honey and trying to comfort the child, but that by the minute that your son or daughter is having fever and cough, I highly recommend that you start taking vitamin C, zinc, NAC, support your immune system, because this means there is a circulating infection and you need to protect yourself. Support yourself now so you can fight an infection before it infects everyone. So a product called Wellmune for the whole winter, two capsules every day, gives you the C, the D, the zinc, the quercetin, NAC, and vitamin A, the six most important supplements to support the immune system. And if you get sick and you start to have fever yourself as an adult, take VeraWin that has the acute supplements and mushrooms and nutrients to help fight this infection before it grounds you home.
So you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar, so, and we got a lot we're going to talk about. Certainly, you guys can call in with just like the text message we just got with anything that you need to talk with Dr. Omar about. You know, we got a topic that we're going to touch base on. But Dr. Omar, when do you make the decision? Because the emergency rooms are filled to the brim. And so when people get fevers and when people get colds, they run to the emergency rooms, where the emergency rooms don't really do anything for them. What is your thought about that whole process? When is the time to take your child to the emergency room or your loved one if they've got a fever or cold?
If the temperature is going above 103 and it's not going down, I'm giving Tylenol and acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, and ibuprofen, and I cannot control the fever for like a couple of days. We don't want the temperature to go up above like 103 for a long time. So if you can't control the temperature, and if you think that the child cannot breathe and there is a problem that you can't control by the homeopathic and the home remedies, that's when you go to the urgent care. They go to the urgent care, don't go to the emergency room. And from the urgent care, if something else needs to happen and if they want to transfer your child to the emergency room, then this will be the next step. But honestly, if you go like the emergency room when your child is having a high fever, it will take long time and it will be kind of hard to find the fast treatment. But urgent cares are popping up everywhere and we can always use them and utilize them, and they will help to guide you further. The most important thing is to control the high temperature. Cold compresses is something that not everyone is using, but it's very, very important.
You know, Dr. Omar, I never thought about the difference between urgent care and the emergency room. You know, you just, every time I talk to you, there's something, another light that goes on in my head that I hadn't thought about.
Thank you.
You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about the wonders of nitric oxide. The wonders of nitric oxide on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the
All right. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can call the pharmacy at 262-429-9429 or go to welltopiarx.com.
And Calvin, if people want to hear more from Dr. Omar and myself and they don't get all the things that we talk about today or we've talked about in past prior shows, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, you can always watch a replay of the live stream on the Civic Media YouTube channel. You can also find it, the podcast, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get podcasts, or on the website, civicmedia.us/shows.
All right, Dr. Omar, the wonders of nitric oxide.
Yes.
What is nitric oxide?
So nitric oxide is a molecule that is so powerful and versatile that scientists call it the molecule of life, NO. Now, it's not nitrous oxide. Nitrous oxide is the laughing gas, but this is not a laughing matter.
Okay.
Right?
So what kind of oxide is it?
It's NO or nitric oxide. It has massive influence in the body, okay?
Okay.
It's like your personal traffic controller making sure your blood flows smoothly, your heart beats strong, and even helping your brain stays sharp. But it's not just that. It's also important for the immune system. It's a secret weapon in the immune system. It helps you in during working out. It helps to boost performance and endurance. And it also plays a big role in keeping the Romans alive too, because the way Viagra and Tadalafil and Sildenafil, these medications, PDE5 inhibitors, they also work by boosting nitric oxide in the penis and in this area. So let's say that nitric oxide is a very important molecule for everyone, but most importantly, it's very important for the blood pressure. It's very important for the arteries and the cardiovascular system, lowering blood pressure when it's high and keeping it normal when it's normal. We need 10 times nitric oxide in the brain. So there is some scientists are trying to link between lowering nitric oxide in the brain and Alzheimer. So it's kind of a molecule that was discovered in 1992. The research was originally presented by the doctor who won the Nobel Prize for the nitric oxide in 1998. And I think many people need to find other ways to help with the structure and the function of the blood vessels and the cardiovascular system, so we are not just dependent on taking a medication to lower the blood pressure and improve the heart function.
So what produces the nitric oxide in the body, and when do you start realizing that I'm deficient and the process that we need to do to improve?
That's great questions. Nitric oxide is produced by the arteries and the arterioles. And this means we're talking about 6.5 tennis fields of blood vessels going through our body, and they produce nitric oxide NO. After you are 30 to 40 years old, you produce less of nitric oxide. When you have high blood pressure, this is a sign that you have less nitric oxide produced in the vessels. You need good nutrition to produce it, because leafy greens and vegetables, they help with the production of NO. And I want to say that it's very short-lived. It lives for only 3 seconds. So it just kind of a neurotransmitter, which means neurotransmitter. It sends a signal to the body, does a cascade of events that helps to support all of those functions that we were discussing. Now, if you ask me, how can I know if I'm deficient in nitric oxide? There is a test that's done under the tongue. It's like a strip under the tongue to measure the pH of the tongue, because believe it or not, the mouth is very important for the making of the nitric oxide. I'm always recommending to people not to take the mouthwash because they kill the healthy bacteria in the mouth that help with the production of nitric oxide when we eat. So it's kind of a comprehensive program that you have to do to make sure that you have enough nitric oxide produced in your body.
See, Dr. Omar, as I always said, you just said something else. You're telling people about mouthwash. Many of us take that every day. We don't know that taking mouthwash can be detrimental in some way, shape, or form. You just talked about destroying the nitric oxide, which is so critically important to, you know, to your health.
Yes, if you are worried about your heart health, don't use mouthwash ever again. Functional medicine doctors, cardiologists are going to always give this simple advice.
Toothpaste
is fine. Yeah.
You know, Dr. Omar, I just used some of that this morning. Now I got to throw it away. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. Any thought or questions that you have, we're going to continue with none other than, man, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. My.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Any concerns that you have or questions that you have, now's the time to call and run them past Dr. Omar. So, Dr. Omar, you know, The body itself, the more I talk to you, the more I'm in touch with really what this is, this magnificent body that
yes.
We just take for granted. We don't know all of the inner workings, all the different parts and components of our bodies. We just live our lives as if our bodies are machines that are going to run forever. There is a time frame, correct me if I'm wrong, there is a time frame on this body. And so it doesn't last forever. And so what we need to do, especially as it ages, is to help it continue to perform at its peak. And so its peak is not the same as it, when I'm 20 years old, if I'm 70. But there is a peak for a 70-year-old whose body doesn't have to totally deteriorate. Is it Is it safe to say that's the kind of things when you're talking about supplements and all these other things, a message that you want to get across?
I completely agree with you. What the goal of longevity medicine is to help the body last longer, healthier. I want to perform to my peak level until the last moment of my life. And that's why, as we age, our resilience, our ability to deal with infections, to deal with stress, to deal with with blood pressure, that all deteriorates. And I have to be able to be realistic and realize when I need help and support. And all of the tools that we're talking about are kind of tools that would help us to manage this magnificent body that we have. And the problem is, like, there is many tools that we might be using that are affecting our health in a bad way. We were talking about mouthwash, and we think that this is a healthy thing to use because we're killing the harmful bacteria that cause the odor of the mouth in the morning. But what we need to know also is that as we kill the bad bacteria, we're also killing the healthy bacteria. And the molecule that gets to be affected most is NO, the nitric oxide, because what happens is that we need leafy greens to make nitric oxide. We need leafy greens, beets, and celery, okay? When you take those foods, you eat them, they go to the bloodstream, and then they are secreted in the saliva, all right? Beneficent bacteria in your mouth converts these nitrates to nitrites, which is an important step to make nitric oxide, all right?
Right.
So what happens is that when we take mouthwash, antiseptic mouthwash, they kill the good bacteria, reduce the body's ability to produce nitric oxide, and this can happen up to 25 to 40% just by using mouthwash. 40% less nitric oxide, which causes increased blood pressure, reduced exercise performance, and general vascular health is going to be affected. So if someone stops today using the mouthwash that they are using every day, they are going to see improvement in the blood pressure and exercise and feeling more energy just by not taking, not using the mouthwash and just using the toothpaste, the regular brushing of the teeth after eating. So simple tools that we can use that cost nothing, and actually is going to help us save on our health.
You know, Dr. Omar, the high blood pressure, which is, if it's not the number one killer, it certainly is up there because, you know, it causes strokes and all sorts and heart attacks and all these other things. And so every time I talk to you and every time you speak, it's why this segment is so invaluable. 855-752-4842. Because we have not gone to school, the majority of us, and studied anything about the physiology of the human body. We don't know those things. Those things, you have to be a very educated and smart person to be able to inculcate all of that knowledge and then to be able to bring that knowledge back up and to share with people. But the more I listen to you, the more I realize just how fortunate I am to be here, to wake up every morning, because there's so many things that I'm not doing right to preserve myself that, you know, that I'm not intentionally not doing these things. Like you said, mouthwash, but and the arteries and the blood vessels and all of those things that we don't see, but they are the things that really kind of make up who Dr. Omar and Earl are, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad that you're mentioning blood pressure because this is the number one indication that the structure and the function of the blood vessels are not going in the right direction. And that's why I am very strict with my patients, helping them to reach a normal range of 120 over 80. 120, the systolic, which is the pressure when the heart beats, and the 80 is the diastolic pressure when the heart rests. And the medications that are taken to lower blood pressure, they help to prevent further damage, but they are not changing the structure and the function of the heart, of the blood vessels. Nitric oxide, if you increase the leafy greens that you're eating, you take more beets and celery 4 or 5 times a day, vegetables, stop taking mouthwash.
Wait, Dr. Omar.
Yeah.
Celery. I mean, hey, Calvin, are you taking celery and beets and leafy vegetables 4 or 5 times a day?
I am not, but I don't claim to be the epitome of health.
No, so I know, but you're a young guy. So, Dr. Omar, so you can't, we're not animals, the animals that, you know, apes and elephants and other animals that don't eat meat, but that eat leafy vegetables and those kinds of things, we have to, that's what the supplements are for. Is that correct? Because we're not going to be eating celery and beets and those things.
I agree with you. I am a father of 4 kids, and I can't eat healthy all the time, unfortunately. And that's why one of the fortunate things about this magical molecule, nitric oxide, is that you can take it exogenously as a supplement. And there are some supplement companies that make excellent forms of nitric oxide exogenously that helps the body keep production of NO, has been studied, researched, used clinically to help patients to lower the blood pressure, improve heart function, help with patients during COVID infections, because also nitric oxide is an important molecule for the breathing and the lungs and the amount of oxygen in the lungs. So there is a product called Vasconox that I take myself every day to help me with increasing the nitric oxide levels in the body, Vasconox. There are other products as well, but there are some of the top ones that I like to use. The challenge is the food quality even is not as great as it was in our grandfather's generations. And we cannot eat the healthiest food all the time. And that's why I'm trying to find the better solutions to kind of support. Like, I want to eat vegetables when I eat breakfast, when I eat dinner. So in the middle, what do I do? And that's why, Earl, we talk about the professional supplements, that they have a role to help us. You do not have to just take a medication to improve your blood pressure and improve that cholesterol. But I will tell you a fun fact, that one of the ways that statins work to lower the cholesterol is by decreasing inflammation in the heart through increasing nitric oxide in the heart and the blood vessels. Even the statins are linked to the nitric oxide production. And when they do the studies between a statin and another statin, they look at how much nitric oxide is produced. And that's how it helps also as an anti-inflammatory molecule, where it affects it most in the heart and also in the brain. So we are trying in this show to gather bits of information left and right to create the sense of wellness, awareness of how can it be simple. It might appear as hard to improve my health, especially for patients who are coming out from a stroke or having a stent put in the heart. But moving forward 5 years, if you take care of yourself today, you can improve your blood pressure, structure and function of the heart. You can be exercising, going to the gym, enjoying your children and grandchildren just by focusing on what matters most, what you can do, what you can afford to do, because there's many tools to reach the same goal.
So if you're just joining us, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia Pharmacy. Dr. Omar, it's never too late to begin, because I want to ask you, there's so many. You talked about the statins. The statins are one of the top medications that are prescribed by doctors, statins. And it isn't coincidental that they produced or worked towards addressing the issues that we've been talking about this morning. You can't take, and every time I talk to you, there's something different. There's something supplement, a different supplement. You can't take supplements. You could be taking a million supplements. When I walk into your store, there's supplements everywhere. So how can we can't take a supplement for each and every portion or part of our who we are. What is the best way to address that?
And that's what I do in my consultations. Yesterday, I had a customer that came in with 40 bottles of supplements and 10 bottles of medications, 50 different things that she told me that my doctors told me to take these between the conventional medicine doctor, functional medicine doctor. So what I did is like I looked at everything, consolidated what she's taking and narrow it down. And I told her, I'm going to put them all in a box, strip packaging to make it easy for you when to take what and arrange that. So there are people in the field that can help you manage these kind of pills and capsules and liquids and things that you take to be healthy. We just have to figure out what's the most important for your health. What are we fighting? Are we trying to lower blood pressure? Are we fighting an infection like Lyme disease? And then we try to kind of make sure that you get the best bang for the buck when it comes to what you can take every day and what also you can afford and what you can take for a longer period of time, you know?
All right. So you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, 855-752-4842. We'll go right back to the phone lines. You're tuned into, again, the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Lots of happy little children waiting for sunrise. A stocking full of candy and a big surprise. Look at the happiness in their eyes. They're glad it's Christmas. People caroling into the night. Where the snow is falling, their sleigh bell rides tonight. We'll snuggle to a nice warm fire. I'm glad it's Christmas. But before this day gets underway, think of how much love you wish to give today, then wonder why we can't give it all every day. There is no reason, every season.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429. And I want to tell people that lost their pharmacy or closing that Wiltopia delivers all over Milwaukee and Ozaukee County. And it's a free service that we have. We take insurance. We help you to manage your medications between medications and supplements and any questions connecting you with doctors. That's also a service that we do, me and my team. So please feel free to call us and ask more questions.
All right. Calvin, and if people want to, you know, find out about some of the other shows that we've done.
Yeah, you can find the entire library of podcasts at civicmedia.us/shows and look for the Earl Ingram Show. And you can also find the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. And Dr. Omar, your consultations are invaluable. You've been helpful to a family member of mine in the past. For a person who's trying to find quality supplements on their own, my question is, do you feel that consumerlabs.com is a reliable source to find supplements of quality? Thank you.
All right, Mary, thank you.
I believe that Consumer Labs is a wonderful website, consumerlabs.com. And they through them, I found some of the very good supplements. So yes, I believe that they do through good research on certain supplements. Well, it's also paid. If you pay them more, they do more research on your stuff. So there is this part here. But actually, they provide some excellent insights on apple-to-apple good supplements in the market that can be that don't have to be very expensive to be effective.
You know, Dr. Omar, we have all these hospitals in this nation, and they're many times they're filled, and a lot of the stuff can be prevented where people wind up. And certain things, you know, we can't prevent, and it's a matter of, you know, just the way things are. But for heaven's sakes, I know I'm a disciple of yours. I'm a guy. I don't come to Welltopia Pharmacy to chit chat with Dr. Omar. Even though I love having dialogue and conversations with you, I come because ever since I've been going, my strength, I feel it, has improved. Me physically, I've improved. And the only thing I can attribute it to, I mean, I'm going to be leaving here and going to the gym. I don't do it as much as I normally should. And I don't always eat right. But I take my supplements every day. So that's what I wasn't taking any supplements prior to talking to you. And so I'm speaking to everybody in this audience, you know, again, as a 70-year-old man, I feel better now than I have in the last 15 or so years. And that's because Dr. Omar, I'm kind of doing some preventative things. That's what supplements are?
Yes, Earl. I met with a cardiologist 12 years ago in a seminar he was giving, and he was saying, when I see the patient, they are on the deathbed. I help to revive their heart, do them, they are in stroke, and I don't want to see them there. So I need the help of the pharmacists in the room to help with support to those patients so they don't come to meet me in the hospital. So there's so many things that you can do on your own early on, before you have high blood pressure, 10, 20 years before that. There are things that you can do to keep your body healthy, because that healthy body of you, that's when you are 15 and 20 and 25 and 30, it's not going to stay healthy like that if you keep beating it up with this hamburger and this kind of, you know, smoking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, Dr. Omar, as always, it's too short. Always great to have this really life-transforming information that you provide to us. You and I laugh and joke a lot, but with all respect, sir, you really do a wonderful, wonderful job in helping to keep people healthy. We'll see you in a few days. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. When we come back, I want to spend some time talking about the holiday. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Happy holidays to you. From the Whispers.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.